are launching into hour number three of the program, and you can bring up whatever you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We go right back into your phone calls. Mike in Arizona, you are on Free Talk Live, and you say that you'd asked us at the very end of the last program. You just came on the air at the end of the hour, or not the last program, the end of last hour. You asked, you know, how we felt about this whole national service program that Obama has proposed, which will mandate, there are a few different proposals on the table, but essentially it'll mandate that all young people in America will have to work for the government for like a certain amount of time. And you say you are in favor of it?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Why?
Well, I just think America today, especially the youth, are so apathetic. It doesn't seem like they care. And like you look at America, and we're so rich and we're so selfish and greedy, and it doesn't seem right for us when the rest of the world is so poor. And we should be doing something to help them. And if the government doesn't step in and force us to do something good, then people are just going to continue to be evil and selfish.
First of all, I don't believe that you actually believe that. Just the way you're talking makes it sound like you're, I don't know, being facetious, maybe. Maybe that's not the right word.
Well, let's say he does believe it, Julia.
Okay.
What would you say to him?
Well, I kind of laughed when he was talking about, there's so many things I could say on this. First of all, he's laughing.
Yeah, he's laughing.
And I heard him burp earlier.
Yeah.
Why
Thanks for the call, Mike.
Too.
He was probably getting to that point, but
yeah,
go ahead
I'm
with your point.
Sure.
Let's say it. Let's take him seriously.
Right. Someone just wrote in the chat room here, government can make people care. And I know that's a sarcastic statement. And that's just what I was thinking while he was saying his spiel, which I knew was not what he really believed.
Yeah.
I was thinking to myself, you know, you're going to fix a problem like that with government. You really think government is going to make people more responsible? I would say that part of the problem we have with children being less responsible today, and this is based on my experience on hiring high school kids to work for me, essentially.
In a restaurant.
Yeah. Is that there's too much government. We need less government to make... I think government has dumbed people down and helped to make kids less responsible.
I think you're absolutely right, and I think there's plenty of evidence for it, and I'm sure John Taylor Gatto will be talking about that at the upcoming Liberty Forum in early March. And, I mean, just look, I'm sorry, the idea that people are selfish and so therefore they should be forced
right.
to work for the government for a period of time, and that's going to, stop
and
them from being selfish?
And he's talking about helping starving children in Africa. Is part of the National Service Program going to be going to Africa to feed people? Because I don't see how...
They're talking about Homeland Security, though they are also talking about the Peace Corps. I think the Peace Corps might go and do stuff like that. I don't really know what they do. I'm not sure exactly. But they are talking about expanding various different government bureaucracies. But mostly they're talking about at-home stuff. They're talking
about civilian
Homeland Security. If you want
to make children more responsibility, how about we start by getting rid of some of the stupid work laws for minors and minimum wage laws? Because right now in New Hampshire, minimum wage is, I believe, $7.25. It will be $7.50 in January. And it is not worth hiring a kid who has never had a job before at $7.50 because they're not worth it. They usually suck at working. So that's something that makes it harder for teenagers to get jobs. So we get these kids in who are 18, 20, 22, 24 even was one of the ones I fired recently. Never had a job in his life.
Wow.
Because government schools taught him that he should go to college instead and make something of himself. And now he has a degree in music and he's an alcoholic and he can't hold a job.
Awesome.
And his parents hold his pants up.
That's amazing.
And I see that over and over and over again. So I think we need less government if we want to talk about people becoming more responsible. I think we need less handouts.
Right. You don't encourage people to appreciate voluntarism by forcing them to do things. You don't, that just doesn't work that way. You don't get people to respect the people that they're helping if they're allegedly going to help people, like you work at a soup
right.
kitchen or
like
something like that.
Like anytime I've ever done community service, for example, I've done it to get the hours done. I don't care what I'm doing. I do a very minimal job just to get
right.
the hours done so I can turn in my court papers and not be in trouble. But when I was younger and I had more time on my hands, I used to, just on my own, I used to volunteer for the Humane Society because I liked puppies and kitties and I wanted to help out in any way that I could. And I actually enjoyed doing that work. And I actually cared and put some effort into it.
Right, because you had some motivation. You were inspired to do that. You felt like that was something you wanted to do. And so you made it yours. You made that volunteer experience yours from beginning to end. Whereas if you are forced into some sort of government make-work program, it's not real volunteering, number one. And,
yeah.
And so that's going to result in people not having a real appreciation for what they're doing.
You're changing the definition of the word volunteering. I mean, what you're talking about is not volunteering because you're forcing people to do it. There's nothing voluntary about that at all.
So the whole national service program, it's just more bureaucratization of America. It's teaching kids that being a bureaucrat is good because it's not about going and working for a soup kitchen. It's not about going and...
Someone, by the way, on the chat room says that I've done too much community service for such a young lady. I'd like to point out that I've done community service for the government twice.
I'd like to point out that you need to close the chat room while you're on the air. Please.
What?
It's distracting.
Well, I'm not typing.
I understand that, but it could distract you. Please do that. 800-259-9231, that's the number, and we're going to your phone calls about what you want. It's Phil in Mount Jackson listening to WSVG. Hello, Phil.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
Hey, what's on your mind, Phil?
Well, I was going to talk about the religion thing before the last break, but when I heard this guy talk about how great the idea is of forcing charitable work upon the youth of America, I nearly hung up the phone in disgust. Really, when the idea of forcible charity becomes such a great idea?
Well, you know, it happened over the last year, and I agree with you. I think it's awful, but it happened over the last year. They had this Service Nation organization pop up out of nowhere. Time Magazine is behind it, and a number of other companies are supporting it. And they're doing a huge push for this so-called national service. I prefer to call it national slavery. And it was something they got together with both Barack Obama and John McCain on September 11th, of course. And they had this very large, powwow where the politicos got together and they patted each other on the back. And they, you know, they both talked about how they both agreed that national service was really important. And so we knew that either way the election came out, whether it was in, John McCain's favor or in Obama's favor, we knew that the national service program was going to be continued to be pushed heavily, and indeed it is. So this is the direction things are moving in. And in case you aren't aware, let me give you a quick briefing here, Phil, on what they're planning on doing at this moment. They're planning on essentially bringing in the young people into the fold. Essentially, middle schoolers, high schoolers, college-age kids will all be forced to work a certain number of hours for the government. It might be every year, or it might be just once during their high school term. I'm not sure what the exact proposal is, but they're going after the youth of America to start with.
Well, here's the thing that I find amazing. I've heard clips here and there, but the idea just turns me off completely. I mean, I like the idea of kids going out there and getting involved and helping their community early on their own. I think it's great when you develop someone's social awareness on their own.
Right.
Don't have the government come in and do it. But here's what I find very interesting about it. If you ever dealt with a high school or late middle school, high school age kid, and I was one not too long ago, I remember if I was ever forced to do something, and if I didn't feel like going to church that day, but my parents made me go to church, it was like, all right. And, you know, you don't really put any kind of harder effort into it, and now we're going to sign up, but we're going to force a bunch of middle and high school age kids to do work, and basically they're going to do it without any heart, without any conviction. So that's just going to be a huge waste of tax dollars anyway.
Absolutely. And as you say, if you're forced to do it, you don't have a real appreciation for what it is that you're doing. And we had somebody call in who, not tonight, but we'd had them at call in the past on this issue, who has worked at like a soup kitchen or whatever. And they pointed out that, well, as somebody who is running the soup kitchen, why would I want to have a bunch of high schoolers come in who don't want to be there? Then I just have to be managing kids that don't even want to be there. I mean, Julia, at least with your job, they want the job. They come in on their own to get the job.
They want the money. They don't really want the job.
But, I mean, you have enough trouble with them. Imagine dealing with a bunch of kids that were coming into work for 2 weeks and, they didn't even care why they were there. They were just being forced to be there. It's just a terrible idea. But look forward to hearing more about this from the government in the upcoming months. Thanks for the call. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting, caller ID, and three-way calling, free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
The holiday season is here again, a time to appreciate our friends and family and the many blessings we have. It's also time to find unique gift ideas for those we love. This year, why not give a gift that saves your loved ones money? A 2-ounce bottle of fuel conditioner from Fuel Saver Technologies makes a great stocking stuffer. It's also an inexpensive and thoughtful present. A small squeeze of our product in the gas tank improves combustion, boosting fuel economy 10 to 20% or more. Completely safe for all engines, our fuel additive also reduces emissions, maintenance cost and reduces the friction of engine moving parts. Each little bottle treats 100 gallons of gasoline or 50 gallons of diesel. With a case of 16 or 32 bottles, you'll have plenty to give as gifts, and the cost is only $6 per bottle with free shipping. Call us toll free 866-768-7811 or go online at fuelsaverinc.com. That's 866-768-7811. A unique gift that saves everyone money.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away. So enjoy those on us, including the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about there. Serious issues to fun stuff. You'll find it all free over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL, C-A-I. Your call's about what you want. We go to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Paula?
Well, there's a few things. I want to thank you for what you're doing about this Liberty thing. I wish more people would listen to you. I mean, I've been calling around trying to get this done, you know, here in Florida. And anyway, there's a couple other things. This thing about the spanking, you know, and the paddling and all that.
Yeah, the paddling in the schools. Over 200,000
yeah.
students were
yeah.
beaten in their government schools.
Yeah, well, my brother, when we were in school, he got paddling. They, it's what they do. They would call your parents before. And they had the wooden paddle, and it had, like, little holes in it. It was like
yep.
a little round paddle with a handle. And so, anyway, my brother had done something, and they had to paddle him. And he never did it again. And then my dad, I mean, we got spanked. And, I mean, he was a doctor. He was very cool. He would take us into the bathroom. He'd sit there. He'd put you over his knees, you know, and he'd give you a couple of swats with a belt on your butt. You know, not too hard, you know, just enough to make a point, you know. And but I mean,
I think the
really,
point that you make when you spank kids is that violence solves problems. I think that's the unspoken point.
Well, it teaches you, though, not to do it again.
Well, Paula, I mean, I did
wait
things that my parents
did. You get spanked more than once?
Huh?
Did you get spanked more
yeah.
than once?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, though, I mean, it was never anything violent, you know. So I mean, he didn't lose it or anything.
But it is violence. I mean,
well,
hitting people is violence.
Though, God tells you, you do not spare the rod with your child.
Well, I realize another reason why I'm not a big fan of organized religion is they've.
Well, the thing
you know,
is, though, look, the thing is, if it's explained to you before something happens, okay, what you did wrong, okay, and just get a couple little swats, I mean, that sort of makes the point to you know that you've done wrong and you have to be spanked, and then you don't do it again.
You know, it makes sense, Paula, that you are advocating for spanking because you were spanked as a kid. It does tend that a lot of people who were spanked as children do continue to advocate for spanking into their adult years, and I think it's because they want to believe that it is an appropriate way to deal with children that are acting out, and I don't believe that it is for a moment. I understand that it could be worse. I understand he could have used a closed fist, and that would have been a little worse, no doubt about it, but hitting your kids is still hitting your kids, and it teaches them that violence solves problems, and then the cycle of violence continues with their kids. I mean, Paula, did you
it's
ever
not
wonder
really
how
violence, honey.
It is to me, though. And did you ever wonder how parents could raise kids without actually raising their hand to them?
Well,
it's possible.
We never did anything. I mean, you know, when we got punished, what we did, I mean, you know, when you do something wrong, God tells you have to, you know, there's punishment for it. And I mean, the thing is, you have to, God's laws, you have to follow. That's all there is to it.
I didn't know that it was one of God's laws that you had to actually beat your children.
He says you do not spare the rod with your children.
Or you spoil them.
Not spoil them. You've got to teach them right from wrong.
I thought it was spare the rod or spoil the child. I thought that was the phrase.
Well, in a way you would, but I mean the thing is, though, you have to teach right from wrong.
Well, what you do is there are more ways than just lashing out.
Well, yeah, I mean there's other ways
Paula.
Too, but I mean that was just one part. I mean, like you know, taking something a privilege away from a child.
I think that's one of the more effective ways. I'm glad that you mentioned it because I was about to bring it up.
It's according to the child. Every child's personality is different.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just you know, they may not care way that you take something away from. I mean, it's just according to the way the child is. But the thing is, though, God says you do not spare the rod.
All right, Paula. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Hey, look, I want to make something clear on the spanking issue. If you want to spank your kids, that's your business. They're your kids. You won't ever hear anything from me about it. I'm not somebody that wants to ban you from doing that. I think it's wrong. I would not really want to necessarily have my kids maybe associating with yours as a result of that. I don't know how I would...
I think that's a little rash.
Well, I don't know how I would choose to ostracize parents that decided to do that to their kids, but I wouldn't want my kids being over at their house and
well,
them
I can
and
tell you,
spanking
I,
my
I don't know,
kids.
I was a kid more recently than you, and if my parents ever said to me, you can't go over to his house because they spank your kids, I'd be so mad, I'd go over there anyway.
I don't know if you'd be that mad at like age 5 or age 4. You probably wouldn't have that
at
much...
Age, I don't know, man.
That much mental ability to be that mad about that at that age.
I was smarter than you at age 5.
Maybe you were. You probably are smarter than me now. But my point here is that as a parent, you get to decide who, you know, your kids
spend
time with.
I understand, and I didn't listen. First of all.
Yeah.
And second of all, it always made me mad. If it was for the reason that somebody's parents spanked their kids, that's the most punishing your kid for that? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know if I would want my kid to end up being spanked by those people.
I don't think anybody's parents spank other people's kids. That's
you don't think?
Slightly ludicrous.
I don't know what other people's parents do.
And you don't think your kids would come home and say, they spanked me?
I would hope that they would.
You are crazy.
I'm just trying to think of some ways to ostracize those people.
Well,
I think it's
like
wrong what they do to their kids.
Make your kid hate you.
Okay, well, come up with something better then. What do you got?
Well, I wouldn't be friends maybe with people who spank their kids. I don't know.
Well, don't you have to kind of know the parents of your kids' friends? I mean, we're talking about younger kids. We're talking about 4, 5, 6.
Why? Is that what you think? When you think people stop spanking their kids? Because I know people who were 12 and got spanked. So. And if my parents ever said, you can't hang out because they spank their kids, I would pretty much tell them where to stick.
Yeah. Yeah, I see where you're coming from.
And I would resent them. Like, it seems like you're punishing your kid for their friends' parents spanking them. That's retarded.
So you're saying just not be friends with those parents. That would be enough?
Okay. I guess. I mean, I don't really know what would be an effective way to ostracize children or parents who do that. But to me, that seems like punishing your kid. Because the kid doesn't understand stuff like that.
Okay, good point. We'd love your thoughts at 800-259.
Sounds retarded.
1-800-259-9231. That is the number. You can bring up anything. I just feel like there's something really wrong with spanking kids, and I'd love to have some other ideas as to how to ostracize those parents who engage in it. Because clearly, young people can be raised in households where spanking is not utilized, and it doesn't result in spoiling your child. I don't believe that avoiding violence is in any way spoiling your child. I think spoiling your child is buying them a bunch of crap and essentially letting them get away with anything they want to get away with and not having any sort of rules whatsoever for them. I think that might be considered spoiling your child. But avoiding violence, I think that's something that people should strive for. I think people should strive to avoid raising their hand to their children because it does teach the wrong thing. It teaches them that violence solves problems, and it doesn't. I mean, the studies show that it doesn't really solve those problems, and you can see that. You can see that evidenced by the parents that go to spanking every time. I mean, there are certain parents that say they only spank as a last resort, and some of them we know that's not true, where they spank a lot. I've seen them do it in public to their kids. And if spanking is so effective, why do you have to keep doing it? Why does your kid keep acting out if spanking works? 1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. Coming up, a cough drop dealer got busted. We'll explain in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the bulletin board system, the archives, the updates. We give it all away. So head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy. All right, so you can call in about anything. We go to quick story here out of Florida. A little bit of good news. It's not very often this happens, but sometimes it can. Let's see. Riviera Beach is where the story is from, where a judge has decided that a law banning sagging pants in this town is unconstitutional after a teenager spent a night in jail on accusations he exposed too much of his underwear. Julius Hart, 17, was charged last week after an officer said he spotted the teenager riding his bicycle with 4 to 5 inches of blue and black boxer shorts revealed. Hart's public defender, Carol Bickerstaff, urged a judge Monday to strike down the sagging pants law, telling him, "Your Honor, we now have the fashion police." Circuit Judge Paul Moyle ruled the law was unconstitutional based on the limited facts of the case. Technically, however, the charge hasn't yet been dropped. A new arraignment awaits Hart. Voters in Riviera Beach approved the law in March, and a first offense carries a $150 fine for community service, and habitual offenders face the possibility of jail time. Bickerstaff said she wants the city to drop the law, regardless of whether anyone dislikes low-riding pants. She said, "The first time I saw this particular fashion, I disliked it," she told the judge. "And then I realized I'm getting old." And indeed, it is certainly a young person's fashion, the idea of wearing pants fairly low on oneself. I find it kind of tacky myself.
It looks stupid, and it cannot possibly be comfortable to have your pants line be across your wiener.
Yeah, I guess. I've never tried it. I probably is pretty uncomfortable.
There are kids at school who wear this, and I always have to tell them to pull their pants up at work, but you can see their entire butt. Like, you can see the curve of their butt, which means that essentially their pants line is right straight across their crotch, right? That is A, not comfortable, and B, looks dumb.
But some of the girls like it, right? I mean, that's what they like. Obviously, they must like it because that's why they do it. The guys are doing it because it's getting some sort of a response, I would imagine. So now it's not, it's no longer constitutional, at least in Riviera Beach, Florida, but that doesn't solve the problem for
my
the various...
My parents didn't like how I dressed when I was a teenager, and I'm sure their parents didn't like how they dressed when they were teenagers, so it really just boils down to people just not liking change and things that are new, and when we were kids, we used to wear our pants up to our belly buttons.
That is what it boils down to, and people should, come to understand that. And the fact is that the people that are wearing their pants around their, low around themselves are likely to grow out of it. I mean, they're likely to grow out of it. While I have seen people who I would say are in their late 20s walking around dressed in this manner, I don't know what the style is called, gangsta. Maybe that's not even gangsta, I'm not sure. But whatever the style is,
I think
I've
it's
seen...
gangsta, but it's also more than gangsta. It goes into a few. I don't know. I always call them thuggish, ruggish.
I've seen people that are older than I expect to see it. Normally, when if I see a 17-year-old, I expect to see that. When I see a 28-year-old or a 35-year-old, I don't expect to see it. And I have seen it from time to time. But it's usually, the last time I saw it was somebody just walking down the street pushing a baby carriage or something, like some dad.
Baby's daddy?
Yes, some daddy pushing his carriage, and he had that manner of dress. And I was kind of surprised at that. But obviously, he wasn't working. He was in his off time, and I couldn't imagine him showing up at the factory or his office job dressed in that way. So I think that over time, people will grow out of that particular phase. And if not, if it all of a sudden becomes popularized to the point where it's okay for people to come to work like that, well, that's what society dictates as appropriate. So what can I say to it, right? So we'll let individuals decide for themselves what is in and what is not appropriate as far as their workplace dress, and I don't think the government should be involved.
My mom thinks that I wear my pants too low and my crotch is not hanging out at all. I just wear them sort of on my hips, and that's what's comfortable for me. And my mom, all my life, has grabbed my pants and pulled them up to right below my tits like her. Please. That is uncomfortable.
1-800-259-9231. If you are somebody who thinks that there should be a law against this, I'd love to hear from you. Obviously, a lot of people believe that because they're popping up everywhere. I know that in Louisiana, I don't think it's in the area of our station down there, KBYO. I don't think there are any laws in that area that restrict this, but there are at least a couple of townships down in Louisiana where there are laws like that, and a few other places across the country we've seen these popping up, and it's just another excuse, in my opinion, to target young people. I mean, it gives the police yet another another reason to harass kids. And we know that that's what a lot of cops like to do, because they know that if they pull over a kid, whether it's, six kids or five kids in a car, you pull that over because there's a good chance somebody's going to have a bag of weed on them. Or it's the kid walking down the street with his pants hanging low. There's a good chance that he's in that kind of hip gangster culture, and there's a lot of weed smoking going on there. So good chance that if you pull, harass some kid because his pants are too low, you're going to find a bag of weed in one of the pants pockets. I mean, that's really what it seems to be to me. I don't know if that was what their intention was when they created the law. It probably was that the city councilors just don't like it. They're older and they have their set in their ways. Right. They don't appreciate that manner of dress, and so they outlaw it, but it benefits the cops, and it just gives them another excuse to mess with kids.
You can't see any skin. It's just essentially pajama pants underneath, right? Some plaid boxers. Who cares? Whatever. And
they always do it with boxers, don't they?
Yeah. I've never seen anyone with their actual butt hanging out.
Right. 1-800-259-9231. Let's keep talking about young people here, Julia. You've got a story in regards to what happened to a dealer. A young dealer, a budding drug dealer on school campus. How old? What was the story?
All right. Age 9, a Clay County father said he wants answers after his daughter and two other kids at the elementary school were accused of selling drugs and facing possible punishment over some vitamin C drops. The 9-year-old girl told Channel 9 that she thinks things like cigarettes are drugs and that she was confused when her teacher told her that Halls are also considered a drug. Are they really? Because...
I don't know. It probably has some sort of active chemical in it.
Pectin or
something like that.
Well, you don't feel
You don't get high.
Yeah, you definitely do not get any sort of high from Halls, even if you eat a whole bag.
You don't get drowsy.
No. Fourth grade student Kylin Rivenbark said her teacher accused her of selling drugs in school.
Get out the paddle.
She saw me with the cough drops out, and I guess she saw me give one to my friends. And then this wording's atrocious. Sorry, it's little girl talking, so this is quotes. And then, like, oh, I see this is good business going on around you, Kaylin said. She's like, you're selling drugs. I'm like, no, I'm not.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So that's how kids talk today.
It's how adults talk today.
I know, and I know I am guilty of using it sometimes. I think I use it less than some of the people I work with, and that's probably where I pick it up from. And I try very hard to eliminate unnecessary uses of the word like and from my vocabulary. But it's difficult because everybody says it. But I just hate when it's in quotes because I don't want people to think that.
Sure, you don't want them to think you're
right.
Doing it.
Exactly. So
you could always affect a different, you could always affect an accent if you wanted to.
Like this and that, like this. Yeah, I guess.
Like a little girl might talk.
The drugs the girl allegedly had were Hall's Defense Vitamin C cough drops, which her father had put in her backpack weeks ago to take to school.
An accomplice.
When the child was getting over a cold. It's absolutely crazy, said her father. Kaylin said two of her friends
at school... Wait, why did they go up the chain? I mean, shouldn't they go up... Isn't that what they do with drug dealers? They go up the chain. Who'd you get this from?
Oh, my daddy!
Yeah. Well, let's go throw him in a jail cell, because don't you know, sir, that it's illegal to be distributing Halls on school campus? What's going to happen to this little girl? Do we know yet? We'll find out in moments. Hang on. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments of the program. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. Zero tolerance, even for cough drops. Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how Photo Blocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of Photo Blocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, only moments remain, just enough time for your calls at 1-800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. If you like this show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live over at promote.freetalklive.com. Various different ways for you to help get this show into more ears. And if you want to help us with that, go to promote.freetalklive.com. 9-year-old girl, fourth grade, I would guess. Is that what the story says of fourth grade?
It doesn't say. Just
I think I was in
nine.
Fourth grade at age nine. Anyway, she was apparently caught by the teacher giving out cough drops.
Yep.
Hall's Defense cough drops in class to some of her friends. And she's now being accused of drug distribution?
Well, she didn't give them out. She sold them. But not intentionally. It says here that two of her friends at school asked her for cough drops, and she gave them out. But the friends insisted on giving her a dollar in exchange for several drops. She felt guilty about taking the cough drop or whatever, so she gave me a dollar. I didn't want to accept it, but she made me take it, Kylan said. Kaylin. Her name's spelled weird. That's why I keep pronouncing it.
That sounds like black market cough drop rates to me. That's a lot of money for a cough drop.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
I could go buy a whole bag of cough drops for 79 cents.
According to the student handbook for Clay County Schools, if a student must take a prescription or over-the-counter medication during school hours, which I, by the way, would not consider cough drops a medication, but that's just me. They don't actually have any sort of effect. They just make your throat feel slightly better temporarily.
Yeah, but there's no reason for the school to not be intolerant in this way. I mean, they have their zero tolerance policies, so they're going to categorize everything they possibly can as medication.
It says here that if it's prescription or over-the-counter, it must be received and stored in the original container and be labeled with the student's name, current date, prescription, dosage. So what do you put for cough drops? One drop every hour. I mean, please. Frequency of administration and physician's name. What if you don't have a physician?
I don't know.
I never had one growing up. I don't know.
What's going to happen to this little girl?
Well, they're deciding the punishment. It says that she has not been punished yet. The teacher and her principal are going to meet again on Wednesday morning to discuss things further.
Clearly, they don't have any real discipline problems at this school. They don't have anything else to be dealing with besides this, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's really funny right here. It says Channel 4's reporter said that she examined the ingredients of the cough drops and that they were almost exactly the same as what's in Lifesavers candy.
Mm.
So,
with the exception of pectin.
Right.
Or whatever,
whatever
the active ingredient is.
Exactly. So, well, these are probably like those candy cough drops, you know, that aren't even really like cough drops. Mm-hmm. They just make your throat feel a little better. Like sucker candy.
Right.
So.
So we don't know what's going to happen, but Dad's pretty upset about it. He's not too keen on this, right?
He says it's definitely detrimental to someone who we teach the whole time growing up. Don't use drugs because drugs are bad. And then accusing her that of selling drugs at school. It's unnecessary to make comments like that, and she should not be punished, is what the dad says. They didn't even inform him. They just called his daughter a drug dealer and then said they were going to deal with it later, sent her home.
So he found out from her,
yes.
Basically. You know, if the teachers and the principals, administrators of the world want kids at the schools to have some respect for them, maybe they should not act in this way.
And, I mean, I understand the girl is 9, but we're talking about cough drops here. I feel like this is another thing. If you treat children like children forever, I mean, they're going to act like children forever.
That's true.
At 9 years old, if your dad says, here's some cough drops, you know, when your throat hurts, take one. You're probably going to be okay. Nothing's going to happen to you. And you're obviously old enough and responsible enough to administer the dosage yourself.
Hopefully.
I don't understand.
By the teachers and the administrators coming in and making a big issue out of this, I think at 9 years old, you can tell that this is ludicrous. I mean, this is absurd, this reaction. This little girl must... I would love to hear how she feels about this, you know, how she must be stunned by this. I mean, when you're still relatively young and you're in elementary school, you might have some appreciation for the teachers, but if they keep doing crap like this, it's just going to completely ruin any sort of level of awe that you might have had for your teachers. It's going to destroy any sort of respect that you have for them, if that's what they're doing with their time, is just being drug enforcement agents instead of actually teaching. I just don't think this is helping their cause at all. I don't think that the teachers are helped out by this at all. And you know, if it was just candy, if it wasn't Halls, if it was actual candy, they might even have a ban against that in some cases.
They do in some places. They have, like, right. Where they sell healthy snacks, which usually aren't healthy. Like,
right,
they sell diet soda, for example, which, please, it's still soda. It's still probably not great for you, certainly not as good as water, but they ban, like, candy and Doritos and that sort of thing.
Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Are you a parent that has experienced some of this insanity? Have you had your son or daughter
accosted? Way to make
accosted?
That kid totally hate school and learning. Like, it's my opinion that most kids are turned off to learning in middle school or high school. Like, mm-hmm. School just sucks so bad that that's why most kids, high school kids, when they get out of high school, don't have any interest in picking up a book and reading it, because throughout their school career, they were forced to read all these boring books. And when they get out of school, the first thing they think is, whew, so, you know,
no more books,
no more learning, whatever. Now, this kid at the ripe age of 9, probably, there goes her career, right?
Possibly right. 1-800-259-9231 in, PostStar.com reporting that in Whitehall, in case you were wondering, a motorized cooler on wheels is a motor vehicle under state law. A Whitehall man learned that recently when he was charged with driving while intoxicated after police pulled him over for swerving and driving on the sidewalk on a four-wheeled motorized cooler known as the Cruisin' Cooler. Leslie J. Bomber Marr, 57, could face felony DWI and aggravated unlicensed operation of a motor vehicle charges because of prior arrests and convictions in drinking and driving cases, according to the police chief. So the guy has had some DWIs in the past, and I don't know if he's worked through his problems or not. It doesn't sound like he's completely solved them, but don't you think it's a step in the right direction to drive around on a motorized cooler drunk as opposed to driving in a car drunk? I mean,
well,
what's the worst that could happen?
You can get a DUI on a bicycle, can't you?
I think
there's a man in Florida a few years back who got a DUI on a lawnmower. So I'm pretty sure anything with a motor
It's ludicrous, in my opinion.
There was actually a gentleman in Fort Pierce, Florida, who rode home on a horse and got a DUI.
Get out of here.
No, he got away with it, though.
Oh, that's right. I remember that one.
He took it to court, and he said, look, I don't drive the horse. The horse drives me. So I pass out on the horse, and the horse brings me home. The horse isn't drunk, so and I'm not controlling the horse.
Would they charge the horse if the horse was drunk?
I don't know.
Animal intoxication. The man could be facing felony DWI charges. What's wrong with driving on the cruising cooler? I don't understand. That sounds like fun to me. I mean, isn't the whole idea of DWI, when you talk about DWI and you, for instance, on this show, I suggested that it should be gotten rid of. And there are reasons for that. One of the reasons is because if it was legal to drive while drunk, as long as you're driving safely, it'd be all right, because then the drunk guy could go 5 miles an hour in the right lane until he got home, and he could get home safely, as opposed to gunning it at 50 and trying his best to make it home without alerting any of the government people that happen to be around.
You know, what really bothers me is sometimes on Friday nights we go out and have a couple of drinks or whatever, and I honestly have no idea what my legal limit is. Now, I know when I'm too drunk to drive. Like, there are some times where I say, oh, my gosh, you should drive. I really, you know, I can't even walk straight, let alone drive a car. But I sometimes, if I've had, like, two or three beers, I'm fine to drive. I'm a little, you know, buzzed, but I'm fine. But I have no idea if I'm over the legal limit or not. I guess you would have to find
a breathalyzer
yourself to find out. I don't know what the limit is. So I could get pulled
over. 0.8, isn't it? 0.08?
It's 0.08.
Yeah.
Yes, and it's 0.02 if you're under 21.
That's like a beer.
That's like not a beer. That's like a sip. I don't know. That's really low amount. So my problem with DUI laws or DWI laws is that, and first of all, how do you know if you're over the limit? I know if I'm too drunk to drive, but I have no idea if I'm over the legal limit. And second of all, it doesn't take into account that, I mean, everybody's limit is different. There's probably a who could... What's that guy's name who's really big, who does the Liberty radio show, the wrestler guy?
Kane.
He's a big guy. I imagine his .8 is a lot different than my .8 as far as what he can tolerate.
As far as amount he can drink, sure.
Right. So it just doesn't take any of that into effect.
But if DWI is about preventing accidents, then what's wrong with driving around on the cruising cooler? Nobody's going to get... If anybody's getting into an accident, it's him. He's going to pull out in front of somebody. But if you run into a guy on a cruising cooler in your car, you'll be okay. It's a cooler. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Gardner Goldsmith joins us for the Saturday show.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. Privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Wake up!